Welcome back to the second segment of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXCO. We are talking with Ted Farnan. We talked a little bit about politics in Jefferson City. I'm interested to find out more, about your time in Jefferson City. What are some of the things that you are most proud of that you accomplished?
You're talking about when I was state rep, because yes. I've had several positions over there. I mentioned when I was a reporter at the Sedalia Democrat, I did a lot of the coverage of Jefferson City and political news, how it affected Sedalia. And so I was there as a reporter, and then I worked there as I mentioned in the communications office in the state Senate. But then that's what I was doing when I ran for state rep and was elected, and I served in that 8 years. And that was, in many ways, that's the favorite job I've ever had, because it didn't pay that well, but it was something new every day, and you got to help people on both small issues and big ones. Small ones were like, oh, hey, I'm having trouble with the Department of Revenue on something with my license plate or a tax return or something. You could call over and say, hey, what's the deal? And either you could find out why there was a problem, or you could say, hey, this guy did everything right. Let's satisfy him, because, he needs some help from a state agency. So those are the small things. And then bigger things like legislation. I did a lot of legislation dealing with higher education. A good number of things for the University and of Missouri, and budgeting items. But of course, while I was there, we also, Joe Maxwell and Governor Carnahan's administration, that's when we got the money for the Advanced Technology Center. And now it's the campus for Moberly Area Community College. And I think that's been a great benefit for Mexico. And so I hope that is still something that people know about and appreciate and are able to utilize, because, you want to be able to continue your education after high school. And it's not always about going to a four-year institution. And so it's great to have that option there in Mexico.
Absolutely. It is political season, as you know.
What? Yeah. Is there an election coming up?
Something like that. Yes, indeed. Was it easier then to work across the aisle than it is now? And what was the political climate then?
Absolutely. It wasn't perfect. And there was partisanship there. In the 90s when I was serving, Bill Clinton was president and Newt Gingrich and his crew were on the other side. So it's not like there wasn't partisan politics. But I think what has changed things is everything is so immediate now with social media and an increased, it seems like people use the internet more now to find out the information that reconfirms their political biases, whether it's liberal or conservative, and then they want to tune out everything else. So, yes, I talk to people who work at the Capitol now, and it's much harder to get cooperation on major legislation now than it was back then. But again, I don't want to sugarcoat and say it was always, peace and harmony and love and milk and honey, but there was more of a chance, I think, to get bipartisan success on things back when I was in the legislature.
Would you ever consider getting back into politics?
No, I ran again for an office over here in Boone County 8 years ago, and that was kind of, I think, my last hurrah. I don't have any interest in running for anything again. I follow politics and government, and I have my own opinions on things, but especially now with the radio show, I have, even though I'm a Democrat and ran as a Democrat, I have lots of Republicans on the show, and I'm fair to them, and I'll ask them some friendly questions, some tough questions, but then I do the same thing with the Democratic people we have on, too.
Have you had a pretty good response and a pretty good rapport with both sides on the radio
show?
Yeah,
I think so. And although I will be honest, sometimes people don't want to come on just because they think, oh, this guy's going to be on this side, and I don't want to have to answer questions that make that I might have to think about for a long time, or that might make me uncomfortable. But again, I'm not Mike Wallace on 60 Minutes. It's not that kind of show. It's more about getting to know people and then getting their perspective on an issue. And even if I disagree with it, I respect where they're coming from, and I'm not there to embarrass them or try and make them look bad.
I found it interesting. I was doing a school board training last year and went over to the office here in Columbia, and you had an office
right
over there. Tell us about your time with the
Well, after I got out of the legislature, I did a variety of jobs. I was a labor lobbyist and representative for a while, and then I worked as a chief of staff for a senator back in the Capitol, and then I was the spokesman for the Department of Revenue for 4 years. And then after that, yes, for about 10 years, I worked for the Missouri School Boards Association. And there I went back to my journalism training. I did a lot of editing and working on communication things. But I also worked with individual districts, getting their policies and procedures in order. You know, I know that the Mexico School District is a member of the Missouri School Boards Association, and that's where they get a lot of their basic policies and procedures. And I was not Mexico's editor, but I worked with lots of school districts like Mexico, helping them get those policies and procedures in order.
How do you see the education world right now?
I think it's tough for the people who are in it, and it became tougher after COVID. I know a lot of school districts are still trying to deal with absenteeism. You know, I guess when you're out for about a year, kids get used to not paying attention as much, and it's hard to have kids concentrate. And teachers have so many responsibilities, you know, more than just teaching their subject area. They've got to be involved in other activities, and there's discipline issues, and then you wonder about how much teachers are getting paid. And I really applaud the people who are doing what they are doing, and I think they're still doing a pretty good job overall, whether it's Mexico or Colombia or wherever. But it is tough. But the other thing I'd want to say is, one of the things I do on my radio show over here in Colombia is we have a good number of students on our program from time to time, and I know you do the same thing, Matt, because I think overall, most of the students are doing well and good kids and want to do the right thing. But then you take a look at, again, social media sometimes, and it seems like all you hear about are the bad kids or kids getting in fights. And I'm not denying that there aren't discipline problems or kids that have to be dealt with. But I think more good is going on in the public schools and the private schools, for that matter, too. We have several good private schools here in Columbia, and I'm a graduate from St. Brendan's, so in Mexico. So there's a lot of good going on in all the schools around, and I try and get that word out, and I talk to students and teachers, and so it's, you don't just hear, oh, there was a fight at the middle school, or there was somebody got in trouble at the high school or something. It's more than that, and I hope people appreciate that.
I appreciate it, and I think a lot of the students and the parents and teachers appreciate that, too. I'll tell you what, let's take one more break.
Okay.
Let's come back. We want to focus on your radio show.
Okay.
And get into the nuts and bolts of Ted Farnan's radio show here in just a moment as Meet the Community continues on KXEO.